Hello and welcome to the Being Apologetically You radio podcast. My name is Kelsey Davidson and I am your host. On this podcast, we talk about all things personal development, health and wellness, and of course, fitness, and how you can do all of those things, create a lifestyle that works for you and nobody else, because nobody else was made like you. So why would you do it the same way as somebody else? Well, unless it works. So thank you for joining us today and let's get started into the episode. Hello and welcome back to Being Apologetically You Radio. My name is Kelsey and I am your host. And today's topic, we're going to be talking about a question that I received in my Instagram DMs that I thought would be beneficial if I shared here. And the topic today is it better to train full body 2 or 3 times a week, or is it better to train like specific body parts a couple days a week? The thing that I'm going to lead with is there's a couple questions you need to ask yourself when you're trying to determine which one is better for you. Number one, what is your time commitment? What are you able to commit to in order to pursue these goals? Number two, what is your goal specifically that you are trying to pursue? There's a lot of factors that you have to consider, because for someone who's just trying to improve their health, not trying to grow a specific muscle group or anything, or doesn't have a sport that requires a specific skill set, 2 or 3 times a week of full body workouts can be incredibly beneficial, or maybe doing group fitness classes. But if you're someone that has a specific goal due to a sport or a hobby, or maybe just a passion, especially if you've done any bodybuilding, having a specific day that you do a specific area of the body can be really beneficial. The biggest thing is if you're trying to grow a certain area or upregulate an area, you need to hit it at least twice, if not 3 times a week, in order for it to get enough stress or stimulus in order for it to grow. Now, how you train it does take into consideration, but we're talking about frequency of workouts for here. We'll talk about the stress on the body in another podcast. The other thing you have to consider when you're trying to figure out the type of workout schedule and whether it's 1 day a week or 2 days a week or full body or body part selective is, are you giving yourself enough time to recover between workout sessions? So for example, if you're doing full body workouts 2 or 3 times a week, you will want to consider having at least 24 to 48 hours per between sessions. Because if you're not someone that has an extensive workout history, or you haven't been training for a long time, it will take your body a little bit of time to adjust and be able to adequately recover from that stress. Because working out adds stress to the body, but it's a good type of stress and it does require your body to be able to dissipate everything that it goes through. So it's not negative, but too much can be negative if your body has not had time to adjust to it. The other thing you have to consider is your nutrition. So if you're not eating enough for your goals, you'll put your body in a low recovery state, which will then make it harder to recover in order to be able to do your workouts in the upcoming days, depending on what your schedule is. So you have to consider that question in a holistic fashion. So let's review. Number one, what are your goals? Number two, what are the time commitments that you have in order to achieve this goal? Number three, what or where are you in your training journey, and about how much time do you need in between sessions in order to recover? Number four, are you fueling your body adequately for that goal? You're not under eating, you're not overeating too much. Depending on your goal, there's a time and place for both of those with those other categories, but you're eating what you're supposed to for that goal, whether it is to get stronger or lose weight or whatever the case may be. And then, are you giving yourself enough time to go through the consistency process and then make adjustments, versus, okay, I'm going to do it, it's been a week and I've had no results? My friend, you've got to give yourself more than a week, and you have to be consistent longer than that, and you have to figure out ways to get around the barriers. Now, for those of you that are like, I just need to freaking start, I've been an athlete before or I haven't, I would just start with committing to 1 or 2 workouts a week. That can be done through like YouTube. You can do some of my free workouts that I have available through my email list. You can sign up with the link in my bio on Instagram or at below on this podcast. You can do group fitness workouts if you're a part of the gym. If you just need to start with those and find somewhere that you can find the joy in the process. As you start to get into the flow of things, you can start to make adjustments, because sometimes we are so regimented on what it takes to just start that we sabotage ourselves before we even get along. So my friend, just start, consider your body, give your time to adjust, and you'll get there. So I hope you enjoyed this short podcast from Being Apologetically You Radio. If you enjoy this podcast, please take a screenshot of this and upload it to Facebook and Instagram and tag me in it and Being Apologetically You Radio, letting me know what your biggest takeaway is. So that way I know that you want to do some more of these episodes. As well, if you have not left a review for the podcast, please be sure to do that. Every 5-star review helps us get more visible and allows more people to discover the podcast. Or you can share this episode to a friend so that way they can have the knowledge as well. I hope you're having a great day, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of Being Apologetically You Radio. Dudes and dudettes, I really hope you enjoyed that episode. I love that you came and spent some time with us today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes. It really does help the podcast get found and provides us with feedback. You can also follow us on Instagram at Being Apologetically You Radio and follow Kelsey at Kelsey Lane Fitness. While on Instagram, please take a screenshot of this episode and upload it to your stories and let us know what your biggest takeaway is, or you can also share it on Facebook. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And remember, don't forget to be unapologetically you. We'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.